I bring you Mike Kazi, Yankee killer. Morning, Mike.
I'm no Yankee killer. I'm just a reporter.
I have to tell you something. I went to New York yesterday and walked around and was a little tired, so I zonked out early. But I got up this morning, right? And the first, as I prepare for sports and the news, first thing I see is this guy jacking a home run at Yankee Stadium, a Yankee. So I laughed. I said, they must have killed the Marlins. Then I see it was a home run the Yankees hit in the top of the ninth inning when they were down 12-0.
9-0.
9-0. What the game wind up as?
9-1.
9-1. What was it, Sonny Gray start?
No, Tanaka.
Ah, Tanaka.
Tanaka got Kanaka'd. His ERA is 6.5.
Oof.
It's ugly in New York, folks. Ugly in New York. The Yankees got beat by the single-A Miami franchise. Yankees got 4 hits last night. 4 hits. Struck out 10 times against that stellar Marlins staff of Garcia, Guerrero, Steckenrider, Barraclo, and Ziegler. Sounds like a pretty bad law firm to me.
I was just going to say that.
And that single-A team got 11 hits off the Yankees last night. They struck out 11 times. They got 11 hits as well. Whew, well, awful.
That's what
I
counts.
I mean, there's no other word to explain this but awful. You could write it off as it's early and it's cold and, you know, the sun didn't come up in time yet. You got a million excuses, but face the facts. This Yankee team's not as good as everybody says they are. Stanton is hitting 197. 197 with 2 more El Wiffos last night. He struck out 20 times out of 33 at bats at home so far this year.
Oof.
That's
Oof.
Ugly.
Oof.
That's, no matter how you slice the pie, that's ugly. And the Yankees made a boatload of errors last night. They were only given 2 errors officially, but they very easily could have gotten 4 or 5.
All right, let's go on to the National Hockey League. How can a club come into the league the first year?
I don't know.
And Las Vegas sweeps the Kings. They go on to the next round. Really, it is an amazing story.
Yeah, there's only one other team that could sweep. That's the Sharks. So no other team in the playoffs this year has the chance to sweep to do what Vegas did. And like you said, they're an expansion team. I've never seen this not only in hockey but in any other sport.
No.
I know they did a little something different with the expansion draft, but still,
you must have some very wise people because
either that or you're in Vegas and I guess you've been rolling sevens for a while. So they swept the Kings. All the games were close, but you know most games in the playoffs in the National Hockey League are close. And Vegas swept the Kings, and they get to rest up. And a first-round sweep is just what the doctor ordered in the long grind of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And Washington got a win.
Yeah, they got lucky last night. They were on the verge of getting the El Brumo out, and they won in double overtime last night to get back to have a chance in this series. Columbus had a 2-0 lead in games, and Washington beat them 3-2 in double overtime last night, and they were fighting for their lives in this game, and they got the puck in, and they get a chance to tie this thing up again. So by no means are they in this series yet. They have to tie this. If they go down 3-1, they're still getting beat. They have to even this up Thursday night in Columbus to have a shot in here, and we'll see what happens, but the biggest win of probably the biggest win in a few years for Washington, winning this game in double overtime against Columbus last night. The Devils look to tie it up tonight against Tampa. The Penguins and Flyers go at it again tonight. Nashville and Colorado, and like I said earlier, San Jose looks to close out Anaheim tonight.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
Back to baseball.
All right.
Be careful now. The Mets dominoes may just start to keep on falling. They lost again last night. Didn't look good last night. The Mets are a fragile team. They lost last night 5-2 to Washington after the giveaway game the night before. Mets got a lot of hits last night. They got 11 hits, but they couldn't capitalize. They scored 2 runs in the fifth inning, and that's all they wrote. So we'll see if they can pull out of this today. Wheeler didn't pitch bad. He went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned. The Mets just didn't hit. They got hits here and there. They, like I said, they got 11 hits, but that's a little misleading because Wheeler got 2 of them. So your everyday players, they only got 9 hits. Jose Reyes is still hitting 0. Watch for Gesellman. Watch for his arm to fall apart soon. He's getting heavily overused as well. But, you know, this is the way baseball is. When you have starters going 5-6 innings, your bullpen gets taxed. And after playing almost 20 games, when you have tired arms in the bullpen, maybe somebody will just say, hey, you know what? What we're doing is not working. And it's not just the Mets. It's throughout baseball. So the Mets dropped one yesterday. They fall only to 12-4. But be careful.
All right. And the other headline I took out, and when I saw it this morning, I investigated it. It really is true. Odell Beckham is the beacon for Dez Bryant. He wants to play a backup receiver for the Giants.
I guess he wants a guy he could go around with and get in trouble.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They're kind of birds of a feather.
I actually think the Giants will take a flyer on him. He says that he's willing to take a big drop in money to play with the receiving corps the Giants have. So we'll see if that's true or not. But if he's willing to fit into their salary cap, they'll take a shooter on him. Why not?
Take a shooter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a poor choice in words for these guys, Marshall.
I know. If I used it, that kind of to be funny, but
oh, I know. I caught on.
Funny and true, but he'd be worth it if he's willing to get under so they can do it under the salary cap. Yeah, he's a worthwhile try to give it a shot.
Here we go. If the Giants go out and get him, I'll lay 2-1. One of them's in jail by Columbus Day.
Maybe both of them.
Mate, well, that goes to 10-1
on the same night.
Oh, we're going for the daily double here. Hey, you know what happened today? 19 years ago, Wayne Gretzky finished up his career with the Rangers. And a real quick, interesting story about that. It was in the spring of 1999, and I was still living up in northern Jersey, and I was at the Meadowlands for simulcast, and I saw a whole bunch of big guys hanging out with a little guy. And it was the Rangers with Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky was sitting in one of the chairs, and nonchalantly I walked by and made a gesture if he would sign my program, and he just called me over, and I sat down and had a nice conversation with him for about 10 minutes. But he looked totally exhausted, and I said, man, you look tired. And he looked at me, and he says, I'm done. Huh. I'm like, done? He goes, yeah, this is it. I'm not playing anymore after this year. My wife worked for a firm in the city who had a box in the garden. The Rangers were hopelessly beaten for the season again. And I said, get the box. See how many seats you can get for the box if it's available. She went to work. I had the whole box for Wayne Gretzky's retirement game. And the bosses at her company, once it was announced was retired, were paying $150 a stool to sit in the box that I had for me and my friends. It was being in the right place at the right time to being one of the biggest events in New York sports ever. And I was there that day when he played his last game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I remember that.